Okay, today is Daf Gimel of Masechta Krisus, or in Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're up to Ulu of Yitzchak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. Before we start, there's one correction. Yesterday I said that if you fail to bring a carbon Pesach, if you fail to get a Brismila B'shogi, you bring a Chatas. That's incorrect. You only bring a Chatas for a Lo Sasser. There is no Chatas for an Asser. I said that. It's not true. It's wrong. Tomorrow we'll say B'Farish today. It's wrong. So I want to make that correction. Okay. So we're in the middle of a discussion. The discussion was, how do you know that this Kare for every Araya? The Gemara said, we learn it out from the sister. The fact that the Torah goes out of its way again to say that there's Arayas by a sister is not Malamed only on the sister, it's Malamed on all the Arayas. To teach you this Kare by all the Arayas. That's what we said yesterday. Now we pick up Ulu Rav Yitzchak, but according to Rav Yitzchak, the Amar, Chayvei Krisus Beklal Hayu. True, sister was in the Klal. V'lama Yatza, and why was she, V'yama Lata Karis Bachoso, and why was Kari singled out? Not to teach me all the other ones. That's not the reason. Rather, V'dono B'Karis, to teach you that there's Karis, V'loba Malkus, but there is no Malkus. In other words, that's an option that's going to come up later, which is, instead of somebody getting Kares, they can get Malkus. We generally hold that Malkus will pater Kares. There is no onesh in the Torah for being with your sister. The Torah never says an onesh. Except for Kares. There's no onesh in this world. No onesh in Bez and Shalmata. There's no onesh. So the Chachamim derive, we're going to get to it, if you get Malkus, you pater from Kares. He argues on that. So he says, no, there is no Malkus. Why? Kari didn't say. So therefore, L'chalek Menale, how does he know that Anachanami with this Kares for every other Arayat? Nafkale, he learns it out from the following. By Anido, it said, V'yel Isha, Benidas Tumasa, Lo Sikare. Why does that say the word Isha, Nida? We know that it's a female. But it's your woman to your wife, Nida. What's that extra word, El Isha? L'chalek, I'll call Isha V'Isha, to single out each and every woman. Now, that's a very good makar. V'Rabbana Nami, typically, you know, Isha V'Isha, Tumasa. Why does Rabbana learn from there? So, Rashi says, you're right, Enochanami, you're right, they will learn from there. Then why is the sister singled out? Ela Kares Ta'achos, Elamai Asa. Why is she singled out? Miboyle, to tell you, l'chalek, to distinguish, differentiate, alachoso, on your sister, alachos aviv, on your mother, on your father's sister, alachos imo, and on your mother's sister. The Gemara says, what? I need a pasuk, I need a derivation to tell me that three different women are aser? Lamalu l'chalek. Why don't I need a pasuk for that? Why don't I need a limud for that? Harishem was m'chalek, harishem was different people, different bodies, different women. No. It's all one woman. Ela Ema, rather, Lachalek Alachoso, it's your own sister, Shu Achos Aviv, she's also your father's sister, Shu Achos Imo, she's also your mother's sister. How on earth is that possible? Ready for this one? Here we go. We'll do it. It's very complicated. As simple as possible. Hagar has Yishmael. Okay? That we all know. Hagar has Yishmael. Yishmael then marries Hagar. So what did he just do? He married his own mother. Okay? Yishmael marries Hagar. Then, they have two daughters together. They have girl one, and they have girl two. These girl one and girl two are also Yishmael's daughters. They're also his sisters. Why are they his sisters? Because they have the same mother. Hagar's his mother, and these girls, their mother is also Hagar. So they're the sisters of Yishmael, on the mother's side. They're also the daughters of Yishmael. Of Yishmael, Yishmael's daughter. Okay? He then marries girl number two, Yishmael. So he marries his own daughter. She's also his own sister. Okay? So far, so good? So what did I write? Yishmael marries the daughter, his own daughter, and he also marries his sister. Okay? So far, so good. Then they have a son together. Okay? Remember, Yishmael married daughter number two. They have a son. The son marries daughter number one. The other one, the single one, the available one. This one's taken by, right? The other one he married. So he marries daughter number one. So the son marries daughter number one. Daughter number one, it's his sister. Why is it his sister? Because they have the same father, right? They share a father, right? Also, the father's sister, right? And it's his mother's sister, right? You see that? One woman is all three. How do I know you get three malchus for that? Three lavin for that? That even though it's one body, one person? That's what the limud comes to teach me. As Rashi says it, in the last Rashi, we're not going to read the Rashi. I just charted it out. Barisha bar Risha. The Rasha, the son of a Rasha. It's a whole crazy case. This Mishnah later increases. This is crazy. This is like the Aleph Beis over there. This is what we're going to have. Cases like this, yeah. Crazy stuff. Okay? This stuff will make Alabama shudder. What? What do you think?
No cheat book on this. No, I don't see. They do have one, by the way. It's off. I have a safer.
Going through, you know, with the chart mapping out.
I know. It is the easiest way.
So anyway, now, fine. Very good. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak HaMil Samanole, how does he know that case? Nafkale min Sefer Dikra. He learns it from the Sefer of the Pasuk. Dichziv. Sefer Pasuk says, Ervas Achoso Gila. Another limud to tell you this crazy case was a woman with also three women. Rabbanan achos and sefer dekrami avodle. What do they do with the end of that pasuk? Mipoyle, they use that pasuk for the following. Lachoso, for a sister, shehi bas aviv ubas imo. She's your half sister, she's a full sister. Lomer she eidon shemen adin. Right? The Torah says you can't be with your half sister from your mother's side, you can't be with your half sister from your father's side, and you can't be with your full sister. Why do I need to say that? The answer is to the Eidon Shemen Adin. You can't learn a punishment from a Kal v'chomer. That's why the Torah had to go again and tell you you can't marry your sister. Rabbi Yitzchak Safar, he holds on Shemen Adin. He holds on you can, on Shemen Adin. Therefore, the sister repeated is open, and from there I learned the crazy case of one woman who's three people. Or, I give you another answer, Yalav Onesh Mehatara. You can learn the Onesh from the warning. But the fact that it says, don't be with her, the Onesh is included in that warning. Very good. Okay? End of Gemara. Okay? New topic. Brand new topic. Amr Belazar, Amr of Hoshia. Kol makam shatamot a beiz lavin, kares echad. Whenever you have two lavin, but one mention of kares, chiluk chatas beinehen. And you do those two lavin b'shogig, you're going to bring how many chatas? Two. Even though there's only one mention of kares. If you did it b'shogig, there's two lavin. What's an example of that? What is that? Umayhi, what is that? That is mefatim, if you reproduce the shemen hamishcha, v'sach, and you anoint yourself with the shemen hamishcha. There are only one mention of kares regarding those two lavin. Dichziv, it says, al basar adam lo yisach, you're not allowed to smear yourself with that oil, umaskunto lo saseo kamohu, and you're not allowed to reproduce that oil in the same measurement. However, kares echad, it only mentions Kares 1. Dichziv, it says, Asha yirakeach kamohu v'asha yitaimimenu alzar. If you're going to either do one of these averas, v'nichras me'amav. Only one Kares for both. It's two different averas. You can look at the minyan and mitzvot, there'll be two alovas, losaseis over there. But the Torah lumps them together with one mention of Kares. So therefore, only one... Correct. You're going to get Kares 100%. Therefore, if you do both of them b'shogig, you're going to be chayef two chatzeses. That's such a radical opinion. The only radical part is, the Torah only mentioned Kares once, because the Torah wanted to say vink. But in the chanami, it's two lavin. Of course it's two lavin. And no, you can't, only one Kares. It's two Kares. The Torah only mentioned it Kares one time, by both. Torah said, I'm going to mention Kares once. Of course you could Kares for both. But I'm not mentioning it twice.
Oh, what if you do one and then you do it the next day? You don't. The lightning doesn't hit you that day. And then the next day you anoint yourself. So your chayav kari is twice. What does that mean? How could you die twice? It's a separate question. But your chayav kari is twice. So he's telling you, Rabbi Elazar is telling you, that even though the Torah only mentioned one kares, the Torah did that because it wanted to save space. Ein hachanam, it is two kares. Ein hachanam, and therefore, if you do for shogeg, you get two malchus. Now, back to that. So now, if that's true, the chimi acher, the lavin muchlokin, if that's true, then kares tachoso, the kasev rachman olamali. But then again, why is, if we know that already, then why do we need an extra kares there by the sister? Tell me, each and every one gets his own kares? Just establish that principle. Even though it says kares once by the shemen, it's two lavin. So too, it says kares once by the arise, it's full plus every arise. Why not? The Gemara answers, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Yitzchak had his reason, which was what? Because to tell you there's no onish of malchus. And the rabbanim by the lama she'en onish menadin. To tell you there's no onish menadin. Okay, very good. Now we're going to skip the next seven lines because Rashi says don't read them because it doesn't make any sense. It was a mistake that it's here. New thing. Not a new thing. Now we're going to prove that this is true. Amar v'nachem beitzchak, apan anami tanina. Our Mishnah proves that it's true. You know what our Mishnah said? Our Mishnah said, hamafate met shemen, if somebody reproduces the shemen, hamafate met a ketoret, then it sticks in from left field and you reproduce the ketoret. Then it says, vasach b'shemen, hamishcha. Why is the ketoret stuck in between those two? Hamishcha. Lomoli the tani hamafate met a ketoret ben b'metia. Why is the ketoret stuck in the middle with these two lavin? Why? Lav hakamashma, isn't it going to tell you the following story? Ma ketoret lav b'fnei atzmo v'chavarov kareis. It's his own lav. And yichayev kareis b'fnei atzmo af b'fatei b'shemen v'sach nami. Kiyem ad lav b'fnei atzmo v'chavarov b'fnei atzmo. Isn't that obvious? Now, v'chi tema, I'll tell you why I want to put it together. Because I'm putting together reproductions. V'chi tema de kaboy limite pitumin v'hadi adodi. I'll put together all the reproductions. If that's true, Nisniyipcha, it should say it like this: Hamafate mesaktoret, Hamafate mesashemen. Reproduction together, and Vasach b'shemen amishcha. So they're all together, and it all makes much more sense that way. Why didn't the Mishnah do that? Am I palge b'shemen? Why did the Mishnah break up the shemen? Lav deha kamash melon diyesh chil chatos b'neyan. Obviously, to tell you they're individual. Shema mina, you're right. Okay, very good. Next one. Haba al hazachar. Someone has relations with a man. Now, the Mishnah said that there are 36 lavin. The Mishnah said the 36 are, what? 36 kareses. I'm sorry. 36 kareses. One of them was haba al hazachar. The next one was the al habehema. The next one was the isha mevia behema aleha. That a woman has relations with a behema. So that doesn't apply by a man. So 1 minute. By the way, there's no itzer, there's no kares if a woman has relations with a man. That might be improper, it's not appropriate. In a Torah, there's no kares for that. If a single woman has relations with a single man, there's no kares for that. Right? No kares for that. If a man has relations with a man, that's kares. If a man has relations with an animal, kares. If a woman has relations with an animal, kares. There's only 35 kareses here for a man. You hear that? Because the one with the woman doesn't apply by a man. So what's going on here? This Mishnah is talking about men, and if it's a woman, it's 34. Why? Because there's no itzer of kareses with a man. A woman and a man is not a kareses. And there's no itzer for an animal to go on a woman. Only if the woman brings the animal on her. So we're down two. Says the Gemara, what's going on here with this Mishnah? You get what I just said? That there are 36 kareses. For a man, it's not true. It's only 35. For a woman, it's only 34. It's even less than 34 for a woman. You'll see. So Tana, the Maika Chashim. What's this Mishnah talking about? Iba Gavre, if it's talking about men, then Dal Isha Hanervas, then remove the one with a woman and an animal. U Batzrol Huchada. You're missing one. Iba Nashi, if we're talking about women Kachashim, Dalman Hon, they have to remove two. Which two? Haba'al HaZachar, remove the Zachar. the Al HaBehema and Behema. Why am I removing Behema? Because the only answer is if one brings the Behema on her, who wants to lose Tarti? You're missing two. Says Rashi, wait a minute. Says Rashi, the Mishnah said, the opening lines of the Mishnah were, if you have relations with your mother or your father's wife, how does that apply to a woman? It doesn't make any sense. Right? I'm not sure how Rashi answers that question. Rashi says, the Rashi of Itzahi. If we're talking about a woman, what does Rashi say? Kigon. He's addressing all the Arayim. Your sister and your mother's sister. All these Arayim. How can they apply by a woman? So Rashi says, Kigon Shenivala Livna. Not sure what this means. She had relations with her son. Uleben Baila Ulechamiya Ulechasana Ulebehema Lechain Kulan. Somehow, there's a man involved in the Yisra. I'm not exactly sure what Rashi is saying, but I know that's what he's addressing. He's addressing how to all their rights apply to a woman. There's a lot less than 36 by a woman. A woman is no Yisra of a woman marrying her mother. It's not Shaya. Right? What? Yeah, you switch each one. That's right. You switch each one. Okay. Right. So how do you get out? So the Gemara says like this. We're talking about men. Now, I there's one there with the woman. We're going to take that one out. But Tani Hachi, here's the story. Haba al hazachar, behavi zachar alav. So, in other words, we took out the behema for a woman. And now we're saying that for a man, there are two isurim. The partner and the active and the passive. Right? And who says that? That's Rabbi Yishmael. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, the Amar, who says, Chayev Shayim. Yechayev Shayim. That's how we make it. So the Mishnah is talking about only men. And the Chanami, it's not talking about women. Why? A lot less. Women doesn't have a homosexuality by a woman. Doesn't have it. So you have a lot less. What do we replace it with? We replace it with Mishkav Zachar is two. Active and the passive. And only Rabbi Shmuel says that. Baha, wait a minute. How can that be Rabbi Shmuel? Well, Mediktani, Magade, Fesefa. In the Seifa, we have a Magade. And Umachmin Allah, Rabbi Akiva. And we establish it that that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. And so therefore, Rashi and I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rashi also has to be Rabbi Akiva. No, we want to be the same mission. It should be written by the same person. And if you want to tell me that Rabbi Akiva, Uberesha, Samalok, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Akiva agrees with this idea of Rabbi Shmuel? He doesn't agree with that. Why? Amr Rabbi Avo, Haval HaZachar, Behavi Zachar Olav, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Mapik Le Mitarti Kra. Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from two psukim. It says, V'yat Zachar Lo Tishakev, Umivolo Yekaj from Dei Yisrael, Chayev Shtayim, Chayev twice, the Rabbi Akiva, Ena Chayev El Achas. He only Chayev once. Why? The Michad Kra Mapik Le, Et Zachar Lo Tishkav, Karle Lo Tetzashiv. Right? Meaning the active and the passive. Now, how could you tell me that the ratio of Rabbi Yishmael, that Rabbi Akiva agrees with this? He doesn't agree with it. So back to our question. How can Rabbi Yishmael be the author and it's too isur with a man? How could that be? So the more answer is simple. El ratio Rabbi Yishmael, it's really Rabbi Yishmael, Uba Sefer, so I have a look at Rabbi Akiva, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva in the Sefer about the Megadeth issue. Rashi's going to say, right, look at Rashi. Rashi on the right side, Amar Rabbi Avo. He says something staggering. He says, when do we ever find, for example, let's say you're not allowed to have relations with a married woman, right? Or your mother, or your daughter-in-law. The Torah never says the other partner. The Torah never says, and you're not allowed to do this, and the woman's not allowed to do this. The Torah never says that. How come by a Mishnah of Zachar the Torah has to say that? According to Rabbi Shmuel? Why does it have to say that? Why does it have to go another pasuk? I need another pasuk to tell me that the other partner? It's always that way. The partner's always not allowed to do it. But a daughter-in-law is not allowed to be with a father-in-law. But it's not phrased that way. How come all of a sudden over here it's phrased that way? Look at Rashi. Dam Rabbi Avo. Preparing Dal Mitzos, Lo Yiyei Kadesh. Don't be a Kadesh. Kadesh is like a prostitute. Azhara l'nishkav. That's a warning for the passive guy. V'onesh migzera shava. Migzera shava d'tziv v'gam kodesh yibar. Fine. V'kasha. Have a kasha. Gabe arayos. When it comes to arayos, heichad matzinu azhara l'isha kimo l'zachar. Da'ashkechan b'kulu lav. Where do we ever find a separate pasuk
ushering the woman. We never find such a thing. Right? Never find such a thing. You never find such a thing. It says, don't be with your daughter-in-law. Don't be with your granddaughter. Don't be with this one. Don't be with that one. It never says that. By the way, granddaughter, you can't be with your granddaughter. Never says that. So I go over here by Mishka Zachar says it. Rashi is going to say the most politically incorrect statement right now. And he says as follows. He says, Parakachi, shiny hasam. By Arai, it's different. You know why? Kivon de'ihi nami mishanya mishchiva. The woman gets pleasure from the act. Therefore, Karinam behanafashos ha'asoso. Therefore, women are included in all the people that do any of these arayas. However, avol mishkav zachar, delo mishani, mishkav zachar, is not pleasurable for one of the partners. Therefore, bayat hara, it requires its own pasuk. You hear that one? What? Isn't he right? You don't know? I don't know. I've never been in that situation. You hear what Rashi's saying? It's only a one-sided situation. So by a regular riot, two sides, each one's having hana, they're all included. But by man it's not true. Therefore it is, that's unbelievable, Rashi. Therefore by man it's not true, therefore you need a separate pasuk to ask to the partner. You hear that? Okay? Now, ihachi, I'm on the top line now, and the lines get white. Ihachi, if that's true, if what's true, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, I have two psukim for two partners, then shouldn't the same thing be true by a behema? Ihachi, this is not me, have all behema, 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 all up. Why don't we say the same thing by a behema? That's two lavin, you, one on you and one on the behema. So the Gemara says, I'm going to buy it. No, by a behema, he doesn't know a whole like that. Habal behema, 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 all up. Even according to Rishmael, it'll be chayav one. Why? The chiksiv kra, when the Torah talking about only by men, not by animals. Okay, very good. Another answer to the question whether we're talking in this mission about males or females. Rabbi Lazar Mishrei, the Rav Amar, Tani, there could be a female here. Tani, Shloshim, Vishalosh, Chatos. There are 36 things you get kares for. How many of them are you going to get are you going to get chatos for? Only 33. Bahani shalosh krisos, and there are three that you get kares for, but you're not going to get a chatos for. What are the three? This one, and Pesach and Milah. So why are they in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah is not talking about chatos. The Mishnah is talking about krisos. We derive whichever one applies to chatos, if you do a b'shogeg, it's a chatos. Yeah, that Pesach and Milah not on that list, and this is also not on that list. The listen who bekrisos, and I only have why is it here on the list? Because it's still kares. For a woman, it's kares. For a woman, it's kares. Now, what about a chatos? Not for a man. See, the Tani Sefer Pesach and Milah. Mitzvah Sasei Pesach and Milah. Am I Katani? Why are they in this Mishnah? I'll tell you why they're in the Mishnah. Because you get kares for them. V'tema lasuy carbon alayhan mi maisi. Do you bring a carbon for them? You don't. Atanya, Huksha called our cool of Vodas Kochavim, the Ksiv Sarah Dilakam Lazar Vishaga, whenever she has to be at Rama, Ma Vodas Kochavim, Shevi Al Tase, Af Kol Shevi Al Tase. The only time you get Malkut is if it's Shevi Al Tase. Right? If you have to, you actually have to do something. I'm sorry. If you don't do something, you sit back, right? But rather, Pesach Chimil are Asayid, there's no carbon by Asayid, Elav Shamina. Tani, Shloshim, Vishalosh, Chatos. Only 33 you're going to get Chatos. But you have to bring a Chatos if you did a Peshogig. Man, the Avri, Peshogig, if you did a Peshogig. Hadar Tana, Shalosh, Kritzos, Lezamunu, Lekritzos, Shramina. Aye, there are three more. Correct. There are three more that Kares is available, but a Chatos would not be available if you're a man. That's all. No, it's a female. It's a female. What if she does a Peshogig? She will bring a Chatos. You want to know how many of the 36, how many in the Mishnah can a man bring a chatos for? Only 33. A woman? 34. So what kind of crazy Mishnah is that? That's a crazy. The Mishnah is talking about krisos. Correct. 35, exactly. Only 35 kares. Correct. So because the Mishnah is talking about men and women. That's such a crazy thing. Exactly.
Right. Right. So the question was, is it really 35? No, it's 36. Some you. Bechatos, it's also not true. It's also not uniform. Exactly. And Bechatos, it's also not uniform. It's only 33. And for a woman, 34. That's it. Exactly. That's all. Okay, next. Hamachal of the Shabbos. The Machal Shabbos. How many? So what did the Mishnah say? He increases for it. And what about if he did a Peshogeg? How many Chatzis do you bring? It depends how many love it. The Amri, Shabbos Mem Chasar Achaz Havin. Shabbos has 39. Says Rashi on the left side, Velisni Ayin Hey Krisus. You should be required that the Mishnah should have 75 Krisus. It's really 74. Shabbos is one of the 36. So 35 plus 39 is 74. So our Rashi is 75. So the Oral Chedesh says he wasn't being some adakte. He removed Shabbos from the list. Okay, fine. Amar Yochanan. So Yochanan says, Tana Shigiga Shabbos Vizada Malacha. You know that you're not allowed to ride, and you're not allowed to plow, and you're not allowed to cook. You know all that. However, you thought today was Sunday. So how many mistakes did you make? You made one mistake. You do that, you only bring one chata. Delo machai velachada. B'shogeg, you bring one chata. You know. You're a big lamdin. You know all the malachas. So what did you do all the malachas for? Because you thought it was Sunday. How many mistakes is that? It's only one mistake. That's if you know it's Shabbos, and you forget the malachas. But if you know it's the malachas, you forget it's Shabbos, there's only one mistake, you only bring one. D'tanya. I'm sorry. D'lo machayev elachada. You only chayev once. Rashi says, D'savor shahayom chol. You thought today was a weekday, right? D'tanya. We learned in a pasuk. We learned in a brisa that quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is in this week's parsha. Hine heina shehi achat. The pasuk says, Darbel b'nei Yisrael lemar. Nefesh ki sechet abishkaga. Somebody does something b'shogig. Mikol mitzvot Hashem ashalo se'asena. Va'asa me'achas me'hena. What does me'achas mean? From one, from these. What kind of lashon is that? Shigiga Shabbos v'zadon malacha. That means, right? Shigiga Shabbos. You forgot it's Shabbos, and you know the malacha. You know everything. Just you thought it was Sunday. V'nisni zadon Shabbos v'shigigas malachos d'mechayiv mem chasarachas. So why didn't the Mishnah mention the other case? Which is also true. The Tanya, Ba'asa me'achas mehena. It says, Ba'asa me'achas mehena. Ba'onim shachayev achas akulon. Ba'onim shachayev achas be'achas. Sometimes you chayev one. Sometimes you chayev 39. How could that be? The Tanya, Achas shihihena. Achas, one of these, Zadon Shabbos, v'shigigas malachos. You forgot all the malachos, right? But you knew it's Shabbos. Says Rashi, the Eni Yodea, Shemalachas halalu asuros. You didn't know that these malachas are asur. Avo yodea, but you knew mitzvos Shabbos b'davar echad. Because if you didn't know any of the malachas, I didn't know anything about the malachas, but I knew it's Shabbos. Well, what about Shabbos did you know? Plowing? I didn't know that. Cooking? I didn't know that. Writing? I didn't know that. Weaving? I didn't know that. Well, did you know? What did that mean? You didn't know any malachas, so what did you know? What did you know? Then it's a shugla on the Shabbos, not on the malach, on the malachas. What did he know about that? What does that mean? What can't you do?
I don't know.
So he said, all 39, he didn't know any of them. So what did he know? We'll get to that in a minute. That's not what Rashi answers. Rashi, avyodeya mitzvah Shabbos, hadavar echad. One thing. The yada, sh'asu lotes tchum Shabbos. Put the tchum. You knew you're not going to go out of the tchum. 39 malachas, he had no clue at all. What do you know about Shabbos already? You knew, what did you know? You knew you're not allowed to use the tchum. That's the only thing you knew. Therefore, you knew something about Shabbos, but you forgot all the malachas. How many chattas do you bring? 39. Yes, what about, what? That's not one of the malachas. It's a separate thing. What about Stewie's point? I didn't know that this thing is, I didn't know that there's a mitzvah in Shalom for Shabbos. I didn't know about owning Shabbos, I didn't know about Kiddush, I didn't know about all these things. So if Shechtel answered, he said, because in order to have a Kedusha Shabbos, you have to have restrictions. There's no Kedusha Shabbos without restrictions. What about Shabbos did you know? I knew there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. That is not Shabbos. So that is not Shabbos.
just having assays is not a Shabbos. Exactly. Then you can't have a case of, then you don't know anything. All I knew was, you have to make Kiddush. That's not Shabbos. All I knew was, my mother was lit candles. That's not a Shabbos. It's an unbelievable part. Lighting Shabbos candles and driving to the movies is not a Shabbos. I lit candles, it's not a Shabbos. Yeah. It's such an unbelievable part when you say. Right? It is logical. That's why Rashi didn't say that. Rashi had to come out to the tchum. He found something else out of left field that you knew. Yeah, yeah. Right? It's unbelievable part, no? Unbelievable word. You have to have restriction, otherwise it's not a kedusha Shabbos. Okay. You only bring one. No, not that I know of. Why? It's only one mistake. Correct. You bring only one. That's if you do each one. And you knew, no, you forgot on each one. But the question is, what's your mistake? If you know it's Shabbos, if you forgot it's Shabbos, one mistake. Your mistake is you forgot it's Shabbos. What are malachas? I learned Masechta Shabbos. I know it all. Tana, Shigigah Shabbos, Vizadar Malacha. Sorry. So the question is, why did the Mishnah pick the case of one Chatas instead of the case of 39? Why is that better? So we're saying, the Mishnah mentioned one. You forgot it's Shabbos. You thought it's Sunday. You forgot it's Shabbos. So I was mentioning why exactly is better than you knew it's Shabbos, but you didn't know any of the 39 malachas. What did you know? You knew Tchum. You hear? Why is that better? So the Gemara will tell you why it's better. Pana, Shiga Shabbos al malach adifale. Why? The machatas me alo miftar. Because no matter what, you bring in one chatas. What does that mean? So Rashi gives two pshat. We'll only read the first pshat. The first pshat is, even though you're bringing a chatas. You knew you're not allowed to write on Shabbos. What are you writing for? That's not a shogig. No, you know what the answer is? It is a shogig. Why? Because you forgot a Shabbos. It's a bigger chiddush. Right? Even though you know something's also been made, you're still going to bring a chatas. How are you bringing a chatas? Because I forgot a Shabbos. It's a bigger chiddush. His second shot is, because if the Mishnah would have said 39, then sometimes it won't be true. When won't it be true? If you forgot a Shabbos, it's only one. So the Mishnah gives a case of if you got a child, it's always one. There's always going to be one chatas brought. Never more. Sometimes more, sometimes less. One you're always bringing. If the Mishnah would have given the case of 39, maybe sometimes it won't be 39. It's only going to be one. When's that? Then if you got a child. Therefore, the Mishnah picked this one. That's Rashi Tekum child. Okay? By the way, says the Gemara, you find the same thing by Avodah Zarah. Diktani, Shigigas Avodah Kochavim, Bizadon Avodos. By Avodas Kochavim, they have a lot of different avodas. There's pouring, there's bowing, there's sweeping, there's kissing, all these things. And yet, the Torah only says one thing, which is what? Don't be over to Avodas Zarah. Shigas Avodas Kochavim, Nechidami. How is it possible that you did a shogig by Avodas Zarah? How is that possible? Ilem of the Amad Beis Avodas Kochavim, you're standing in a church. Bitsavar Beis HaKnesses, you think it's a shul, right? You're one of these old tourist sites in Israel, and you think it's an old shul. And you start davening mincha, right? Hishtachava. You're not being over the Avodah Zarah at all. Ella dechaza adartra. You see a statue, the sugid let you bow down to it. So what's going on here? Either kibble alei veloha. If you treat it as a god, it's a barskilahu. Over the Avodah Zarah. And either lo kibble veloha. If you didn't treat it as a god, what did you do? You give a nod to the president, the bust of, you go to Mount Rushmore, and you bow to that. That's not a law of mitzvah. That's nothing. Right? Exactly. It's like bowing down. That's not anything. Ella rather, why are you bowing down? May ahava umeyira, from love or fear of another person. The other person wants me to bow down. All right, I'll bow down. You hear that? I'm doing this of another person. That's a machlokas abayad rava. Ha nichal abayad amachaya. El rava damapater. That's not a Avodah Zarah. I only bow down because I'm afraid of the other guy. I want my boss to give me a promotion. So I'll bow down. That's not a Avodah Zarah. Michael Amemar, what's pshat? Ella, rather, for Omer Mutter. It must be you thought it was Mutter. Right? Even though we said yesterday that Rashi said, if someone said, I thought it was Mutter, that's an Ones, maybe Rava doesn't agree with that. Right, like the Rashi says, top Rashi, la'ovad avodas kochavim.
Dahainu, shigigas avodas kochavim, b'shigigas avodos.
You didn't know anything.
Right? Even though we said yesterday, if you don't know anything, that's considered a oning. Maybe Rava doesn't hold like that. Da'akan lo kaboy minei Rava mayor of Nachman. When did Rava ask Rav Nachman about a similar question? Ela I b'chad, I d'chad ha'chayva, I tarti ha'chayim. By shigigas Shabbos, if you forgot the malachas, if you forgot a Shabbos, Rava had a kash about that. Aval miftar lagamri lo boy minei, but to be totally potter, that wasn't on the table. So too, by shigigas avodah zara, even if you forget everything, you're not totally potter, you have to bring one chata. Why? Because it's a shigava. Rav Papa Amar, I'll give you another answer. Mishkachas la betinok shenishba lebein ovdei kochavim. A betinok shenishba. The yodei yitzir avodas kochavim, says Rashi, nobody, even a betinok shenishba, knows that you're not allowed to worship avodas zara. Everyone knows that. Now, the details, that nobody knows that. Not everybody knows that. But everyone knows the general rule. Ahani avodas kochavim lo yada da'asur. You didn't know the prophet. That you didn't know. But the idea of that, I'm sure you knew. By saying, I'll give you another answer. I feel the time of a gadol. It can even mean adult. Don't kigon the katoy b'hadin kara. You learn the following pasuk wrong. It says, "Vatasin iti Elohei chesef v'lohei zahav." So suffer. You thought ki atzira shtachavol lavod azara. Only the chesef is up. Only gold and silver idols. Aval midiachwini sharia. But other things would be mutter. Ha'inu shegat avod zahav mazalavod avod those. That's the case, right? You did a shigaga on the avodah zarah, but you knew the particular things are usher. You know you're not allowed to bow down to idols. You know that. But you thought only gold idols. This one's made out of copper. Okay. Rav Vika Mishmei Dev Bibi Amar Tana. I'll give you another answer. Tana shame Shabbos. It's the category of Shabbos. B'shem avodas kochavim katani.
It's the category of idol worship.
I have to give you the Mishnah of detail. The Mishnah of details. Mimai, how do you know that? They tell you how ba'al isho bita. V'al isha zish, right? Said a man, a daughter. Now, you can have a daughter from someone that you raped. She's also your daughter. You let her marry her, right? The lokatani let down in the Mishnah, right? Amri, that's another reason why it's down in the Mishnah. I'll tell you why. The ksivan katani, the lokativan lokatani. Things in the Torah are in the Mishnah. Things not in the Torah like that are not in the Mishnah. So the question is, what are you talking about? Ikka bas ishto? Bas Bita, Bas Bina, Dichtivan, those are in the Torah, Velo Katani, and they're not in the Mishnah. Ella, you know why? Shame Isho Bita Katani. Because it's the categories. Hachanami, Shame Shabbos, Shame Avodas Kochavim, Katani. It's categories. Good? Whew. Very good. Here we go. More. Rachabe Dervika, Rami Dilea Dilei. He brought a stira. Mi Amar Rabibi Barabaya Hachi, Shame Shabbos Katani, Shame Avodas Kochavim Katani. Is that true? He gave that answer, that the categories, but 1 minute. But Itmar, we have the following story. Hamaila Ivrei Pnim Bachot, if somebody takes out Ivrei Pnim, limbs from a carbon, I mean the carbon, takes it out, Chayim, you're Chayim. Ivrei Chot Bachot, Chayim. If you have limbs that have already been if you have a carbon that was slaughtered outside the avodah zarah, which is improper, then you're makriv those limbs further outside the avodah zarah. It's also awful. You did two things wrong. So the question is, v'kashi leiler of Bibi Barabaya wanted to know, ihachi hadan shloshim v'sheish kriyitz v'torah plotan v'shevan ninhu tikka ha'mayla v'ha'mayla. There are two issues here with taking things out. The from outside, exactly. So, but for 1 second. But he's the same man that said shame katani, the category. So, what kind of question is that according to him? Want to know why the details of this answer are not in the Mishnah? Because you're the one who said yourself was talking about categories. My kashale, what kind of kasha is that? Nishni shame hala katani. It's the category of bringing makra things outside. So Gemara says no. You know why he had a problem with that? Me dummy. Shabbat avodas kochavim. There's something called Masechta Shabbat. There's something called Masechta Avodah Zarah. Tana Yathon Avinchon. They have their own Masechtas for the details. Here, there is no other Masechta for this issue. Gabi Kritzos, the Iri, Mishani Shem Shabbat Ketani, Shevaz Gab Ketani. Gabi Halah,
Mitani Yatzon Ben Chayin Deshani Hacha? Is there any other place in Shas where this is going to come up? This is the only place to talk about it. That's why I wanted to know, why aren't the details here? Shabbos, of course the details aren't here. They're in Shabbos. Avodah Zarah, of course the details aren't here. They're in Avodah Zarah. My question was only over here. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the following question. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question. Beis krisos, let's say there are two krisos, the lav echad ma, but only one lav. How could that be? Right? Amalei, for example, shchot umayla kamarta. Are you talking about shechting an animal outside and being makriv an animal outside? Two separate things. Hani shnei lavin, those are two averis. And how do you know they're averis? Either it's a gzeira shava or it's a hekish. Ilamanda amar gzeira shava, nemar kan haba, venemar lahalan haba. Malahan laona shalukin hither, afkan laona shalukin hither. Manda maitz lo behekish, or some hold it to hekish. Amar kra, shein taila v'shein tasa. Makish shkita lahela. Mahala laona shalukin hither, af shkita laona shalukin hither. Right? Therefore, therefore, it can't be the isser of being shochet something chutz and being makas something chutz. Why? Because it's two averis. How do you know it's two averis? It's either a gzeira shava or it's a hekesh. It's complicated because the psukim don't say it all. Yeah, a hekesh, yes. A gzeira shava, yes. Yes, absolutely. Dilma, beis mitzos, v'la vecha dekamarta, mahi, what is that? O v'yadoni? Right? The Ovi Yadoni. Now, they're set as one lap. Right? If you're over on both of them, Pehelem Echad, maybe you only have one Chatas. However, since the Torah divided them, it's two statements. Ov and Yadoni. Right? What would happen if you put Ov and Yadoni in the Shogate? How many Chatas are you chayav? One or two. Right? The Ov and Yadoni, it says, William, it says by Ovi Yidoni two misos. By Ovi it says Ovi Yidoni Mos Yumusu Be'evin, and then it says also the Mehem Bum. It says O means both. So what's the story by a shogeg? Would you be chayav one chatas or two? That was his question. Ovi Yidoni Amalei Haplukz Reb Yochanan Versh Lakish. Reb Yochanan Versh Lakish had a machlokes about something very similar, but not about this. It's not Gabe Hanaskalin by Ovi Yidoni. By skila, if you do b'mezid, by ov and yidoni, you get skila. B'kashlon, ma'ishna gabe skila tani ov, gabe krisis lo tani yidoni, gabe krisis lo tani yidoni. How come yidoni is not an amishna? By skila, it says yidoni. How come an amishna by krisis doesn't say yidoni? Amar b'yochan, I'll tell you why. Hol shnei, b'la b'echa nemru. It's one lap. Nemru, v'neme yidoni, v'lo name b'al ov. So why did we mention ov and not yidoni? Why did we pick ov? Why is ov better? So, Kasabra Hol Pasach Hakasab Baal Ov, but the Torah says the word Ov for it. So we also mention only Ov. Rish Lakish Amar, a different answer. Hol V'Einbo Maisa. By Yidoni, there's no Maisa. By Ov, there's a Maisa. If they hit the armpits, by Yidoni, there's no Maisa. What's Yidoni? There's no Maisa. Why not? It's just talking. So by Yidoni, there's no Maisa. Nevertheless, they both agree. They both agree, right? If you're over and over and you don't even hell on echad, you only have one. Either because it's one lav, or because it's two lav, and according to Rish Lakish, but it's not a maisa. Okay? So, got that? So what was your question, Rabbi Yirmiyah? No one holds like this. No one has this suffix. No one has this suffix. They argue, they discussed it, and they both hold, there's only one lav. So that if that's true, there would only be one chata. Rish Lakish, my timer, lo amar kirb Yochanan. Why didn't Rish Lakish hold the kirb Yochanan? Amar papa, the hachaluk in hain for mitzos. I'll tell you why. Because there's two mitzos for them. If you do each one, you get curries for each one. So therefore, you get malchus for each one. Or not malchus, I'm sorry. Chazas for each one, for the b'shogig. Rib Yochanan amalach, Rib Yochanan answer back, no, chaluka delav havi chaluka. You're right. For the Avera, it's Chaluk. Chaluk is the Misa. We'll have a Chaluka. But it's not Chaluk in terms of Misa. Rabbi Yochanan, in my time, Allah, Amakim Shlakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan hold the Shlakish? Because he holds Man Tana Krisas. Who holds? Who's our Mishnah? Who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Kivihi. The Amar Lobi in a Maisa. You don't need a Maisa. Even if there is no Maisa, you still get it, right? Rish Lakish Nehid, Rabbi Kiva, lo by Maisa Rabbah. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need a big Maisa. Maisa Zut the boy. You need some kind of Maisa. Like what? Like talking. If you talk, that's going to give you, from a Gade, yeah, here, but Yidoni, you don't do anything. You don't, what? What is Yidoni? Yidoni is, you put a bone in the mouth, and the bone speaks by itself. What'd you do? That's not, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? The only is it was conjuring. So I didn't do anything. It conjured itself. So therefore, there's no mice at all. Bal Ov, my mice is fey. What's the mice by Ov? Hakosha Zaros of Havi Maisa. The hitting of the arms. Magadev my Maisa Ispe. What's the Maisa by Magadev? Akimas Fasa of Havi Maisa. Moving your lips is a Maisa. So Kasoka that Hakosha Zaros of Maisa Zuta. A feel of Rabbanon, even according to Rabbanon, that's the Maisa. May say, wait a minute. Avodat right, Kochav, Amein Achai, Ve'el Adav, She'it for Maisa. Avodat Yavdav, do Maisa. Kigon, Shezivah, you slaughter, Bekito, you burn incense, Nitzen, you pour wine, Hishtachava, you bow down. The Kashal and Hishtachava, let's be Maisa. It's not a Maisa. Point him, it's not a Maisa. Amar Rish Lakish, Hamani, you know what? Let's stop here. I'm rushing, and I don't want to rush. We'll start tomorrow by Kasol Kadaita Hakasha Zaros of Havi Maisa. All right, we'll stop here. We're a little behind; it's just impossible to catch up, and we'll do our best, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone, have a good day.